Good morning, Chris Lorton here from WJBM Studio. With me today, I have Wiley Hefner from HC Construction. He's been around a long time, and he's got a lot going on. Wiley, welcome to the studio.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me.
Yep. So, Wiley, tell me a little bit. I know you opened up a new store outside of town. Tell us what you got going on there.
Sure. So we have got a large showroom with a kitchen showroom from some of our kitchen suppliers. They've been nice enough to help us out on putting together a full kitchen in our showroom. We also have deck displays from Trex. We're a Trex Gold installer, and we work directly with Trex on some different things with warranties and things like that. So we're able to display some really nice Trex options if a customer was in the market for a deck. And then we just put together a really nice Onyx shower. So it has a bench seat and a low rise step in for easy access into the shower, and a nice shower door on it. So it's it kind of shows everything that you're able to do with the Onyx product. And we have some new future plans coming up really soon of a company that we partner with called Wolf Karsten brand, and they have a shower system that's very similar to Onyx. We're gonna have a nice display of that and a new nice display of Wolf cabinets very soon.
So my wife and I, we can go to the store. You're open Monday through Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, we're not open on the weekends right now. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. And we're staffed in there pretty much every day.
But I could make an appointment. I could come in with my wife, and we could, she's got an idea what she wants for a kitchen, or we both do. We can sit down, and you can show us all what you got. You'll be able to figure a plan too.
Yeah. Kitchen. So the great thing about us, we have a kitchen designer on staff, and he's full time with us, and we can draw, your vision, right there. It usually takes him maybe a day, maybe two. So he turns them around really quick, and you can see the products that we have, the different cabinet doors, different designs that we have. And you can pick out everything from a countertop to a kitchen design, and Daniel could draw it for you, and he does a really nice job.
Now, can we visualize it? Can he print it out and we can see what the cabinets look like?
Yeah, definitely. So they do come in 3D renderings. So we use computer programs, put it together, make it look all 3D with printed. We email them to you. And you can get a good vision on what your kitchen will look like when it's finished.
Oh, that's fantastic! And from A to Z, you can take care of the whole thing, and you can not only sell it, design it, and you can also install it.
Correct. So that is one unique thing with us. We do have install teams, so we can supply your kitchen. If you're building a new house and you already have a contractor, we can just come in and supply it. Or we can work directly with you to install your products that we supply, and we're a full service general contractor as far as we can do. If we can't do the plumbing and electric, we work directly with some partners locally to take care of that as well. So we service all the needs there.
Yep. So you can handle kitchens, baths. You can do living rooms, bedrooms. You can do the whole inside of the house. Anything that we have, you can take care of.
Correct, inside or out. So we do that. The inside is half of our company, and the Trex Gold installer that I mentioned earlier is the other half. So we can put siding on your house. We can build you a deck. We can do anything that you need done.
Now, how about concrete? Can you pour a pad?
Sure. So with the decks, one of the codes requirement is at the bottom of the steps that you have to have a concrete pad for the landing. So we do that as well. The larger concrete pours, we'll partner with somebody to do as far as a whole driveway or things like that, but we can do the excavation on those projects, and we can also help you with grading city, you know, even down to city permits and moving utilities.
You know, one thing, I know it's big in the construction business, and I know that you do it, but I want to get you to talk about it a little bit, is insurance work. If somebody has a fire or flood damage, you can come in and take care of them?
Yeah, definitely. So one thing about us is we work with a lot of insurance companies, from anywhere from roofs, flood damage, fire damage. We just did a large fire damage job in the Wood River area, and it was everything. We gutted the entire house and put it all back for them, and it was nice because we were able to supply and work as the general contractor and supply all the cabinets, and at the end of the project it makes everything work out so much smoother because we're doing all the layout for the cabinets and for the electric, and so you're not having a whole bunch of people going back and forth and playing the he said she said game.
Why is it so important that whenever you are having to do an insurance work from fire or flooding, why is it so important to have a contractor to be the liaison between the homeowner and the insurance company?
Oh, that's a good question, Chris. So a lot of times whenever the insurance company, well, every time, whenever the insurance company puts together their quote for the homeowner or for the damaged property, they use computer-aided programs based on the amount that is supposed to be paid for that, similar to how auto mechanics do.
By square footage,
by linear footage, things like that. Well, the square footage of your floor, for instance, may be different than the square footage that the insurance company allowed for it in the insurance claim. So one thing that we do really well would be going from the homeowner and being a mediator from the homeowner to the insurance company to make sure that the homeowner gets all the products that they originally had, and that nobody loses out in the meantime.
For example, also, let's say something that's kind of tricky, and there's not a lot of people doing it. What if you have like damaged brick on the front of your house, or you need a repair? Can you handle that?
Sure. We do have on staff one or two guys that are really good brick masons that do small brick jobs. We would partner with somebody to do a larger job, but as far as small things, and that would be another case if it was an insurance claim where the insurance may not have seen damage behind the brick, or may not have seen a wall that was misplaced because of it, and we would be able to work directly with the insurance company to help the homeowner get the best product back.
How about this scenario? Young couple, old couple, or maybe not even a couple. They're looking to buy a home, you know, maybe an older home, and they look at it and they go, "Ooh, I know there's going to be a few things I got to do to this home." Would you be willing to come in and help them out as far as what it's going to cost to get it into shape?
Yeah, definitely. So a large part of my day or my experience on any project is working with budgets. So everybody's got budgets for the most part. Whether it's you're buying a new house and you're looking at how much you want to spend on upgrades for the new house, or if you're doing a remodel and you have X amount of money and you want to know what your house is going to be worth at the end, it's definitely something that I could help you go through. Because, you know, not every time it makes sense to do this project or that, and not every homeowner or new homeowner knows exactly how much a project is going to cost. And sometimes, especially nowadays, things are things can get a little shock on how much things cost, or it can escalate quickly.
So you are a one-stop shop.
That's correct, Chris. One stop. So, I mean, we can do everything, or help you with your entire project.
Windows, doors.
Sure. So we're a Provia supplier and installer, as well as, you know, we can work with other lumber yards as far as putting in Pella or Quaker, any kind of window that you need. We have installers or suppliers for that as well.
How important is the windows in a house, and especially older homes?
That's a good question. The windows, as far as efficiency, are so much more efficient than they were even 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, the Anderson windows in houses back in, even in 2000, whenever a lot of the houses in this area were really starting to boom, the newer houses, the windows are considerably more efficient now than they were then. And there's, for the next 2 years, there's also some window grants out there that we can help you work with, as far as new windows, replacing old ones, and replacing doors. So there's two different ones.
I've known Wiley for quite a while, quite a few years. And the one thing that I really like about you is your imagination and how you can see things. I mean, I can see a lot of things, but you can really see different ways to attack things, different ways to attack a project.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Yeah, whenever you go into a project, one of the first things I'll tell the homeowner is, you guys have been sitting here looking at this project for the last 15 years, thinking about how you want to do it, and I just walked in 3 minutes ago. So let me get caught up to speed here. And so, you know, I try really hard to be able to envision what they're envisioning, and you know, whether we do it exactly like that, or I say, well, that won't work because this wall has to stay, or, you know, things like that. But I think that, you know, on a every project you walk into is different. And being able to look at a project and see what the homeowner is envisioning has been key to my success, really.
Yes, and as far as you're doing new home construction, got a few going on?
Sure, yeah, we've built a few new homes. Our bread and butter really is in the remodel game, but we're really wanting to build more new homes moving forward.
Now, I saw you built a pretty good size building next to your store. What's going on there?
Sure. So we on top of everything else that we have going on, my wife and I, we've decided to start a rental company as well, since we have that need here in town. And so we use that for stored materials. Since we are a lumberyard and a supplier, we have some stored stuff in there. But we also use it for a lot of our rental company stuff.
So what are you renting?
So we have a couple skid steers. We have a 35-foot lift. We have pretty much any power tool or hand tool that you would need. Drywall lifts, just jackhammers, things that you need.
Well, that is great, because we've not had that for quite a while, since the last rental company.
Yeah,
retired.
So they moved out, retired a few years ago, and it's been something that we have had a need for in town here for the last few years.
Now, I know we've been talking a lot about big jobs. Well, what if somebody has a small job? Maybe it's just like a repair job. They just need somebody. Maybe it's going to take 2 hours to a day. Can you do that?
Yeah, definitely. So please, if you have a small job, let us know. A lot of time, you know, the way that we look at it is, a lot of times small jobs will turn into large jobs, because I think that you'll fall in love with our guys and our workers and our workforce and the way that we approach things. And sometimes they don't go as quickly as we want to, as far as how quick we can get to the small jobs, but we try to fit them in as quick as we can. And but nothing is really too small for us to look at, especially here here in Jerseyville and the surrounding areas. That's where we're located, and we're really wanting to help this community and people in the community that have needs, you know. And we understand that small jobs are part of it as well, because not everybody needs something large done, and not everybody can afford something large done, and you may just need a repair done just to get it going, so it doesn't lead to a larger problem.
Now, how many people do you have on your crew working for you?
Right, so in the field we have about 12 to 14 guys, and in the office we're 3 or 4 people in the office full time, and so it really helps us to divide up in crews and get projects done.
Well, Wiley, we're gonna wrap it up. So what's your address out there, Southtown?
We're at 1665 South State Street. We're the first building outside of town on the east side, and we look forward to seeing you all.
What number can they contact you?
Sure, our phone number is 618-946-9472.
Thanks, Wiley. Thanks for visiting with us today, and we'll see you around.
Yeah, thanks for having me.